This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy in the United States, in the world, and you. Hello again, my name is Phoenix. It's my pleasure to be of service this morning and this evening whenever you're tuning in to your joining this sacred circle. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Just click on the banner. It'll take you directly to everything you'd want to know and the playback phone number on the telephone, as well as recordings online that you may listen to at your pleasure. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and with each of us under grace, to open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the instruments of peace, the instruments of love, who we are. For we know that the external world is transformed by our internal world. And so I invite you now to join me in, first of all, hearing today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 182, as our lead-in to today's meditation. Handle your external world. Don't get caught up in it. Handle your external world. Don't get caught up in it. You know, the word handle comes from the word hand, as if it's in respond, manage, even the word control. But I'd like you to think of it as handling whatever is coming up for you in life, as steering a car or ship down the stream of life. That's handling. And we're told not to get caught up in the external world. The external world, of course, is all the people, events, circumstances of life. And usually when we get caught up is because something seems to not go the way we expect it to go. Whenever we are in that place, we are really responding not from the higher place of love, peace, and harmony, but from the ego self, the personality self. We are judging, we're criticizing, we are comparing, and that's what creates the upset. We are comparing ourselves or to others, or even to ourselves, or what others said, how we're supposed to be. To do so is to believe that you or the other is separate from your good. It's that there's some people have to have goodness and some are not. That someone is better, or you're better, or they're better than you or another. This is responding from your little self. We are told to take a higher path, to stay centered inside and keep a relaxed and steady hand on the wheel. That is the key to sailing through life, to riding the waves of our constantly changing world. The truth is, we are not in control. How could we ever be? As long as people are coming from their ego self, the world reflects that, and there's constant change. But the truth is, when we come from our inner self, we know we are all one. We may choose the path of peace, and we may transform the external world with our inner knowing, now under grace, and choose to flow along life's stream in peace, harmony, and prosperity. It's your choice. Handle or not the external world. Don't get caught up in it. With that, we'll keep that in mind and go into today's meditation. I invite you to go inside, breathe into your heart center. Simply breathe into your heart center to follow today's message. Consider your heart center, as it really is, the engine of this vehicle you are driving through life. breathing into your heart center, breathing in love and releasing all else that is other than love, breathing in peace and releasing all memories and thoughts that are other than peace. Breathing in harmony and feeling every cell now in your body aligning itself up with the energy of peace and love now under grace. These are the fuel additives, if you will. So you are driving a really high-octane vehicle. That is who you are. And the more you consistently fill it with peace, harmony, and prosperity, centered in love, the easier it is for you to handle whatever may pop up in your external world. And the more that you stay in the space of pure love, the easier it'll be for you to release the ego personality self that has driven you in one way or another most of your life. Breathing into your heart center. Look inside as you expand your arms and really embrace your angelic pure being, creating that much more space for your heart to expand, the breath to come in, the light to shine. Breathing into your heart center. Following your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall. And each time it goes up, know you're filling it with the pure love life force of the energy of the universe. And as it goes down, it is expelling all that is other than the pure love energy of the universe now, under grace. There you go. Nice, easy, conscious breath. And then when you let it out, breathe out twice as slowly as you took it in. Simply allow it to really circulate and almost pick up like Velcro all emotions that are other than pure love. And simply release them back to God to be transmuted for the highest, best good of all concerned. So you can let them go with love, whatever they are. All the upsets that you've ever experienced. All the emotional unrest you've ever felt about yourself. Should I or shouldn't I? Would it be better if I did this or did that? What will they think? Will I be good enough? What's wrong with that person? What's wrong with me? Simply breathe in love and let them all go. Under grace now. The more you become the pure reflection of the love and light of the universe, the more your world will be filled with this love and light. Peace, harmony, and prosperity is your divine birthright. We let go all those ego thoughts, those personality thoughts that have been driving you in circles and down erroneous paths. And we simply breathe into our heart center, bypassing the mental mind, the ego personality mind, and trusting that we've been given everything we need to live a life of peace, harmony, and prosperity. We've been given everything we need to handle everything that comes up under grace. Getting caught up in life is a learned response. It was a choice, for we've been given free will. And we are guided now to follow our higher will, the internal love programming who we are, the programming that knows we are the center of the universe right inside of us. We are one with the incredible, powerful energy of the universe right inside of us. We don't have to twist and turn, manipulate, mangle in any way, anything in our world, any person, any event. We simply connect with love as you continue to breathe into your heart center. This is the manifesting energy of the universe. This is the true ultimate power. Steady, constant, firm, and yet gentle, compassionate, and swaying under grace. This is your true nature. You are a child of God. You are an instrument of peace. Continuing to breathe into your heart center. And from this place inside, feel the love flowing from your heart, from the engine of your vehicle, pumping out in every direction without you doing anything except simply breathing. Pumping this pure love life force energy, every cell and atom of your being, and it pumps through whatever fuel you feed it. We choose love. We choose love. We choose to honor and respect and love who we are. To honor, respect, and love our true nature, the life force who we are, the incredible power we've been given. We choose to use it as it was intended. Love. Love is the highest manifesting force in the universe. Everything else is possible. And yet, you stay centered from this place of love. Steer our vehicle with the energy of love, allowing the car, the ship, whatever you want to see yourself as, to be driven from the inside out with the energy of love versus the outside in, reacting to the world around us, judging the world around us, judging ourselves and comparing ourselves. To say that is to not honor your true being. We are one. We are one with the life force of the universe. We are one with the energy of every human being that has ever lived and currently lives or will ever live on this planet. Breathe in that love. Feel it pump through your entire being now. Feel your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head tingling with this pure love energy, knowing you are cleansing your body of toxic fuels and filling it with pure energy of the highest octane. And you are in a position to steer your vehicle versus being bumped around and thrown around and crashed into. You are radiating center of love. You are an instrument of peace. You are divine child of God. You are one with the universe. You are pure life force in a human body, steering yourself through life, choosing peace, harmony, and prosperity for yourself. And as you do, the world responds, and the world around you, people, relationships, experiences, become a reflection of who you are. The fuel you feed yourself is the reflection for all. Peace, harmony, and prosperity. For as you flow through life at this higher level, you only attract those things of a higher level. Yes, you will have tests now and then. It's simply a question for you. Will you choose to respond as you always have, from your ego personality self? Or will you choose to consistently respond, to drive, to steer your vehicle through the path that leads to pure peace, harmony, and prosperity? Feel that love. As we anchor this love now with toning from Carla. Well, here inside, the vibration of love, 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 love. Feel that you are the instrument of peace, pure peace now. You are fed from the constant wellspring of love. There's infinite fuel for you always. And every time you choose love, you choose peace, harmony, and prosperity. And it is true. And it is done. And all is well. I bless you and thank you all. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful night, beautiful beingness. Namaste.